Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
Hey, this is Bernicia, aka I Am Buttermilk B, and I am in the den with Nala on Power 904. Ow, mooches.
Hi, everybody. This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904, your favorite host you already know right here in Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm sitting here with, of course, y'all always know I'm networking. And I always call them my friends because we do stay in connection. So tell me who we're sitting with today. Can you briefly introduce yourself and your background to the people?
Hey, y'all. This is Bernicia, a.k.a. I Am Buttermilk B. Listen, I've been around Jacksonville for a while. I act, I modeled. I've been in front of the camera and behind the camera as well. I've done promotions. I've just done a lot. And right now, I am a new author. I just finalized my book, October. It was published, republished again last week. You know, yeah. So it's on Amazon Books. And I am just super excited. And I have some new shows about to be dropping soon, too. So yeah, I get busy.
Okay, so we're going to talk about some of that throughout the show. But before we get into it, tell us what the name of that book is. So I just want to know.
Okay, so the name of my book is The Poetic Memoirs of a Dark Angel on Fire. Yes. So it's a poetry. It's a poetry memoir that takes you through a journey of love. And you know what love does. And love can take you up and it can drop you off into the pits of, you know, and then you gotta climb up out of there. So it's about healing as well too. So
that's awesome. Awesome. So what inspired you to pursue your current profession?
Well, I've been writing poetry and I've been writing for years. I started when I was a child. I was writing like a lot of different poems. That's how I expressed myself. And then I also wrote short stories. So as I got older, I started doing some songwriting and things of that nature. So this time my friends would read my poems and they're like, we need to do a book. And so I told my grandmother, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna go ahead and create a book. And that's what I did. And that's where I am right now.
Wow, that's amazing. So what would you say is the most exciting project you're currently working on besides the book?
I am creating a show. I'm creating a show, actually two shows. I am very excited about them. It's called The Adventures of Buttermilk and Friends. And it's the art in your network. It's basically showing the beautiful parts of your network, the dynamics of it.
Wow.
And yeah, so, you know.
Okay, that sounds, so I see that you like a lot of art.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Definitely.
So can you share any recent achievements or milestones in your career right now? You said the book.
Okay, so, I also created a shirt too. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's called We Eatin', the brand that I'm working on right now. I am milestones. Let's say milestone. The book was a very big milestone for me. I have to say that. It was a very big milestone. Also, I actually And the reason why it was such a big milestone, because I created it from the inception. I not only did the poems, but I also illustrated it. And then I did all, I self-published.
Wow.
So that's why I put a lot of heart into it. And then I also started this shirt line, the t-shirt line, We Eatin'. So I've been working on that, and you know, that's really been, it's been gaining some traction, so
I was
I'm
just
really
like, so how do we come up with this we eating? Like, I have a thought about what it means, but what would you say we eating mean? Like, what we eating?
we listen, we entrepreneurs, we're in business, you know, we're ambitious, and I feel like we all out here to grind and hustle. And we, it's not just one person, because when you have a team of people working towards something, we're all eating. We eating. So that's where I got that from. And then look, and I am a coach of a dance team. And yes, these girls are awesome. And listen, I would watch them, and they would get in, you know, when they're dancing and they're getting to their moves, because I used to dance back in the day, but I love seeing them get excited and then feel like they're accomplished. And then they go out there and the team just slays it. And I'm
Yeah.
like, and then they'll be like, "We eating, coach?" And I'm like, "Yeah."
Yes, I did kill it, so I understand. Like, yeah, when
Yeah.
get together, you go out there and kill it. You like, yes, we did
Yeah, yes,
that.
yes, yeah.
That's awesome. So I want to talk a little bit about the book. I want to get into a couple details without telling the book.
Okay.
So, how did the title was pretty long. How did you come up with the title, and what's the basis behind the title?
So the title, the poetic memoir. So, you know, just when you're writing poetry, we know that some of the poems are kind of, they can be about you, but they can also be about something else. So what I decided to do was I wanted to create a storyline of the poems that I wrote that were generally, you know, mainly about me, and create a story to help show people about triumph. So, you know, you go through, you like the love, crushing, all of that, but there's triumph in it. And it just kind of takes you a journey. It's kind of like my memoir. So, yeah.
Basically telling your story without telling your story.
Absolutely.
Get it, get it.
Yeah.
So how do you define success in your field?
See, success is kind of tricky, but success to me is not just financial, but it's also about accomplishing your goal. Because a lot of times when we come up with ideas, like if you're a visionary or you're a creative person, it starts with a spark, and then you have to build upon it. So when the finished product comes about, and then also when it actually connects with another person, that's when I feel like I have been successful in what I've been doing.
Right.
Yeah, it's just that connection there. So.
Yeah, that's how I feel with interviews. Like, it people be like, you know, how was your interview? I'm like, oh, it could have been better. And they're like,
Yeah.
no, you know, and I'm like, nah, you know, it's some pieces missing. So it wasn't successful to me at that point. But if I made that big connection afterwards and I see the results, then I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you see that is successful? Like, what is your definition of success?
It's about the same thing.
The
That connection with the people. If I don't have the connection, I do a lot of interviews, and it's hard to get people to talk or really talk about themselves, especially when you're getting personal. So if I can't break the walls down, then I'll be like, damn,
Yeah.
done to get
Yeah.
them to talk, you know? And then especially a lot of men, they try to hold up their facades or whatever. So it's like trying to. But once I make them feel comfortable, and afterwards they hit up and they be like, Nala, I enjoyed the interview, but I'll be like, yes.
Absolutely, absolutely. I get
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I get
Yeah. So
it.
that's my time. So we deal a lot with mental health right here at Power 904. And I know you said some of the things that you talk about in your book is about healing. How do you deal, or how do you feel about mental health, especially in the world today?
Mental health is everything. Like, I know that there's going to be points where I can dive deeper into that, and because this is not going to be my first book, like my only book, but I have been successful on accomplishing the, I would say, you know, when I say you get go into a dark place, there's times, and I feel like the world right now is they need guidance, they need that mental health, and it's about coping mechanisms and coping and healing, because there's a lot of people running around with trauma. They traumaed out, and we don't know that we're actually just bleeding on each other. And once we all learn about how our behavior is affecting the next person and what we can do to heal from it, I think that the plants can start to grow. I think that mental health and you know, the healing of past traumas is like the fertilizer of the world. And I feel like that is because there's so many people that are affected with mental health right now, that it's actually affecting the vibration, and it's kind of taking, you know, the world in a tailspin. Because if you look at social media, you look at our community, there's a lot of people that have issues, and they don't even realize it, or they don't want to admit that they are, because they feel like they have to be extra strong. But I've seen, even when we're talking about arts and artists and stuff like that, like, people are hurting. When you see artists, like, you know, they're taking a lot of drugs. They're like, there's so many people taking a lot of drugs to numb themselves, and you're trying to numb yourself from the pain, and nobody wants to talk about it. Well, how are we going to get past it? And, you know, how are we going to be able to teach our children? Right. And that's going to be the important part. So, you know, the healing, I say the healing is everything, because I have daughters, and I feel like in order for me to be a monumental person or be able to teach them anything, I have to learn how to heal, and I have to learn how my behavior, even as a mother, affects my children as well. And a lot of us are raising children, and we haven't healed from the trauma that we've experienced when we were children, when we were their age or younger. And so then we're raising our children on trauma, and then we're looking around and like, why is the world the way that it is now? Well, baby, right. We got to heal. You know what I'm saying? And like, I get real deep on this, as you can see. I see a lot of, like, with our parents and grandparents and stuff like that, a lot of us think that, you know, when we talk, it goes back. We talk about the traumas and the healing, the mental health, the baby boomers. Baby, they need some listen. And they rule with iron fists. Now, some of the things that they instilled were good, but a lot of that was trauma based.
Yeah.
And that was because yeah, so it's like, you know, for there's a generation, there's that middle generation there that it was like, you shut up when I'm talking to you. Don't you drop a tear. Don't you don't look anywhere, don't ask some questions. You know what I'm saying? So then it's like, hold on a second, like, okay.
Out here for real.
Right. And then after that, it's like, why you ain't asking no questions? Why you not doing this? Why you ain't doing that? Well, shoot, I was taught not to do that. Like, you know, it's like a double-edged sword. It can help because we hard, you know.
It's like, they want me to talk over here, but I can't do that at home. Like, no, I can't do that. That's violation, you know.
Right.
So my mom was pretty tough when he was gone. So it was like no crying, no nothing. I had to deal with everything on the inside mentally, you know. So able to talk about a lot of stuff. And when my dad passed away, it was even worse because my mom got 10 times harder. So I dealt with a lot of mental holding stuff in, like, yeah, it wasn't it. It's like, no, I'm not about to cry. These people gonna be looking at me crazy, you know.
Right. And then that's also the point to where it's like, okay, well, I can't, you know, people want you to express yourself. I'm like, I can't express myself. Yeah. Like you said, it's gonna be looking crazy. But then it's like, if I don't talk about it, then I'm gonna explode. And that's not gonna be good because
my biggest thing is hugging. Like, I get real uncomfortable because my mom, or, you know, my dad was gone, always gone. But my mom never caressed me like that. And I'm the only kid. So I, when somebody a hug, or even in relationships, I'm like, bro, just move over. Like, why are you so close? You know, so I still struggle with some of that stuff. But I was, if, you know, I grew up with it.
Right.
But I'm learning to caress it, you know. As I get older. Oh yeah, it's a big thing.
It takes time and every little step, like you said, you know, you're actually learning how to overcome that. But every step it's important. Every step you start to go backwards, and as long as you're still trying to move forward, that's important.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I have a wild card moment right here. We do a wild card right here. We pull out the draw four.
Okay.
So my wild card for you today will be to give us one of your poems, but you have to mix it up. You have to use a certain word or two or three words. So your drop, basically everything that you wrote down at the beginning, you would have to do a poetry telling us how you feel about your interview so far using those words. Wrote down words at the beginning, those were the key words. Use words to do a poem for us right here at Power 904.
Let's see. So it's cold outside, and I'm not surprised that my mind is in a den. And weather and wind, I can defend me. I know that in 904, I'm going to be the one to control that door to get to my destiny. And when I meet my new friend Nala, we going to get them dollars and we going to succeed in the end. So at the end of the day, I have triumphed and I have gotten my way and I've stepped out of this den and I'm winning.
Yes, we eat. I love it. Challenges, yes. So that is my next question for you. What advice would you give to someone starting in your industry?
Just go with it. Like, listen, that was my first time doing something like that. You like, boy, that's stretching and growing, baby. It doesn't matter how much stretching and growing that you think that you can do. There is always more that you can do. There's no limitation. There's no ceiling at all. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to try anything new. Don't be afraid to just let people, you know, in your world. Because let me tell you, I'm going to tell you like this, Nala. I was so afraid of letting people hear my word that I've sat on poems for years.
Wow.
Okay. You know Moses West?
Yes.
That's my friend. Okay. Moses West and I used to work at Iceman and Mr. Kicks. And talking about poetry or whatnot, and he was like, I write poetry too. So sometimes we'll write a poem and we'll be like, dawg, check this out. So during that time frame, he'll be like, yeah, well, we're gonna go ahead and we should recite poems and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah. Baby, I was scared. I was so scared. I was so scared because I didn't want to get in front of people, and I was afraid they weren't going to receive my words, that I just did not do it. And you see what he's doing. We started way back then. So now I'm just like, you know, like my grandmother, like I was telling you, my grandmother, I told her that I was going to write the book. Well, she passed away in 2017. And it was November 25th. And I told her then, right before that, I said, I am going to finish this book. And I said, I'm going to accomplish every goal that I told you that I was going to do. And that's what I did. So if you're starting off, baby, the sky is the limit. Don't let anything hold you back. And do not even let yourself hold yourself back.
That's the biggest thing, yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. So how do you stay motivated and productive?
A little crazy. I have a great network. And besides that, I have sheer desire to see how far I can go. I know that my daughters are watching me, and I just show them all the time that you don't have to sit back and allow somebody to nickel and dime you away with these jobs or anything else. And there's always a way out. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking to keep pushing and keep pushing to see how far I can go, and to, you know, hey, you know, accomplish everything. Be like, oh, I did that. Hey, what's next?
Motivate myself to get to the next step. Like when somebody's like, well, I don't think we can, I'll be like, watch me.
Just watch me.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Just watch. Oh, you said I can?
Right.
I'm going to show you all the ways that I can.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yes. And it's like, bam, throwing the spades card on the table once you do it.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Right. So I got a spades card for you.
Uh-oh. What is it?
So what do you feel like is one of your biggest accomplishments lately?
My podcast. I started my
yes.
podcast. I'm from Georgia. So where okay. I'm from, a small town in the backwoods. You know, I went to school. I was doing business. I started hosting in the clubs, but I was doing it the street way, you know. So I was like, it got to be more to just holding a mic and, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and all of that. So once I went to school, one of my homeboys was like, you know, you got to start back and all, you got to get back out there. And I'm like, I don't want to do it, you know. So I was scared to come back on social media because I kind of ruined my faith with how I was doing it the first time with hosting. And I felt like, I'm going to come back. So I came back as a no face, but I was all audio. So I was floating around. But I was getting so much feedback on my podcast. So like 2 years after, I brought my face back, and they was like, we knew it was you or whatever, you know. And I'm like, you know, because I kept it off 2 years straight, you know, just posting my interviews, no face. My logo right. was on, no face.
Yeah. Nothing.
So they, you know, when I came back with that, I just kept going, and then I got more motivated. And once I did that, I packed up all my stuff, moved to Jacksonville, and then it just took off. But it was like going faster than what I thought it was gonna go. I'm like, wait, I'm not ready for this. I'm not, you know, mentally, I gotta get this right. But I didn't even have time. It was like once I stepped foot here, it was like ongoing after that.
Yeah.
So I had to prepare myself while I'm going, because I'm like, I don't want to turn the opportunities down because they're helping build me. So once I got that and started doing that, then I got to a place where I was able to balance everything. And I'm like, yeah, right now doing this with you guys. And
Yay.
helping, you know, I do journalism with the magazine or on our radar magazine. So that's my biggest accomplishment.
Oh, that is awesome. I love that. Yes, we're gonna have to do some things later.
Yeah. Get some of
Absolutely.
your
Yeah,
I
yes.
would love it. So my last question for you before I give you one last wild card. What
Okay.
are some of the key qualities that you have to have in your field as a poet or as a, are you guys considered artists? Yeah, you are artists.
Listen, I got an album coming out soon. You know, I pull, yeah, for this book. Yeah, I'm definitely having a album coming out. I say you just have to be creative. You got to be creative, and you got to have an open mind. There is no box. Like, forget the box. Ain't no box. You can do whatever you want, and that's, I think that. And then also resiliency as well, because I can say when my book first was published, it wasn't supposed to be published then. I had actually submitted for it to be published in November, and I wanted to make sure that everything was done right. It had the proper marketing, promotions, all of that was going on with it, and then the book just dropped, and so I'm like, oh my gosh. And then not only did it dropped, and some of the pages were blurred and everything else. So I had to go through the process with them to try to get that whole thing fixed and republish it myself. And it was just a lot, but it was the resiliency that I had to continue to keep going and to not be flustered, and to know that I actually had a product that people were being very receptive about as well. So yeah.
Okay. That's okay. So my last wild card for you before you go is, I know you carry a lot of hats, and you're wearing a lot of hats, basically. You're doing so many things in one. But if you can be on stage, and you know how they do this poetry thing with all these poets on stage just coming out and doing one bit poetry recital or whatever. If you could be on stage with three bit poets, who would they be and why?
Okay, so of course I told you my friend Moses. My friend Moses. I like Love Rain here in Jacksonville. I like her. And then I know that she's not here anymore, but Maya Angelou, I would just love to be on stage with her. Her presence, it just commands attention, and she's like the auntie or the grandma or whatnot that I never had, but she's just, her words had so much depth and meaning. So yeah,
Okay.
those.
So with all those personalities, if you think about each one of those people you name, obviously you've had a connection with them, or you do have a connection with them. Thinking about those people, what would the name of your recital be?
Deep as the ocean. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I like Deep as an Ocean. I'm gonna because I know you're gonna write something to it
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we can wrap it up here, but my last question is, I always like to, like I said, get the connection with who I'm interviewing. If this was the last time I ever got to talk to you, which it won't be, I hope, what would be three things you would leave me with, and why would you leave me with those things to remember you by?
Okay. I want you to remember my heart, because it is big and it's open and vulnerable and it's pure. I want you to remember my mind, because I'm very creative very deep, and remember my spirit. Happy, vulnerable, quirky, you know, it's just amazing how you've been through. You can be through anything, but you don't look like what you've been through. And that's where I am. I want you to remember that. Been through a lot, but I am so glad I don't look like all the things that I've been through. So,
The
yeah,
hot mess.
right.
All right, you guys. All right, so I'm gonna wrap it up. This is your girl Nala. I appreciate you, Venetia, for stopping through with us, sharing your heart, sharing your energy with us. We love the energy. Keep bringing it. You know, I hope to see you at one of your shows performing so we can get some footage and do a live interview on site. You know,
Yeah.
that's what we look forward to. So that will be my next big accomplishment when it comes to you. Okay.
Yes. Thank you for this opportunity as well.
No
Thank
problem.
you. And I love to hear.
All right, you guys, you heard it first right here in the den with your girl Nala on Power 904.
Yes, Al.
All right, thank you. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Teezy on the track, boy. Track, boy. Teezy. Teezy on the track.
I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. I live a different life. I get a different price. Bezel, we got the drip. Look like it's dipped in nice. I be the different type. That mean we not the same. I like to feed my dogs. You like to let them hang. We had a different clean. Mine had the rocks in it. Yours like baking soda. Just as bad when they shot with you. Double off a quarter for filling order. Mess up your sack for your real. Post some pictures of pistols on Instagram. So tell me how you still got beat up. Sipping margaritas on the beach with creatures. And it got me touching their features. Making a movie, your girl's the feature. I be the student and she was the teacher. I got her gagging on these nuts. When I hear from the back, she like, ease up. The way that I touch her, you think I'm a pastor. The way that she screaming out, Jesus. I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, we like to put in work. You like to stand around. You sold a couple grams. We sold a lot of pounds. Started with depression, made you have to catch up. What I'm spitting here is a must turn. While I'm moving all this custard, getting money, fuck a buster. Ooh, I'm with Jermaine, ain't chilling. Poolside Vegas, my chain ain't chilling. Homegirl a rat, no, she can't hang with me. She ran through the crew, brought the gang gang with me. No, you did not come up from poverty. You really grew up in a nice house. You made a whole lot of bad decisions, trying to figure what the fuck this life about. Now you a goddamn rapper, ain't make a play with a goddamn trapper. Say you gon' ride till the wheels fall off. Here a couple bang bangs, now teeth start chattering. We come from a different club. Yeah. Your stitching is bitch made. Bitch Your made. Focus is getting pussy. Yeah. My focus is getting paid. Yeah, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, I live a different life. I get a different price. I make a different check. I spend it twice as nice. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho, we not the same. We not the same. We not the same. Yeah, ho.
You are currently in the den.
Wonder when I see you again. Ay, Funny how quickly things can change. We gotta lock away, we gotta stay away. Now I'm here messed up like I'm here to save the day. I know you heard the word, they trying to flatten curves while I'm just trying to come over and relax in yours. Ay. But now I know that's not cool. Right now we only see each other virtual, no school. But now I'm trying to learn you, if that's okay, if that's right. And if I see you one day, that'll be the night of my life. We take flights, or maybe we can go somewhere outside. I do not care, as long as you're right here by my side. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. Thinking about you like a kid on Christmas Day, my present and future. We laying back watching movies like, ay, 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 what you doing that Friday? When this is all over with you on my shoulder, like, please, please tell me where are we going? All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today. But now we cannot be together. For you I'll travel through the worst weather. I don't know what to say about it. But baby, hold up, I don't know, maybe it get too crowded. With all these emotions floating around the air. But then I go look around and I don't care. So I put this mask off, hug and kiss you. Cause you know, baby girl, I do miss you. Wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, until I get to kiss you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, I just can't wait to hug you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to love you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, until I get to see you. But wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay, but wait, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, ay, ay. This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart forever, This thing can't keep us apart forever, no. This thing can't keep us apart, no, no. All that I know is I can't get you off my mind. You are all that I need today.
Now that's dope.
Ain't no middle man to me. Deals in the making. I knew this what they plan to be. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas dissing. If we talking facts, I don't like my women friendly. If they want smoke, niggas coming through your chimney. Room full of red, man, we got too much chemistry. I don't got time for these hating niggas. I don't got time for these hating niggas.
The hottest indie.
Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I speak, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. I'm running from Satan. I ran into love, I ran out of patience. Just had a daughter trying to figure out how to keep her off the pole and keep my son out of case. So close I can taste it. The forbidden fruit of the rich and famous. Worth it, but it's dangerous. Social media famous. Niggas trapping bangers, snitching after getting indicted. Shit is crazy, fuck I'ma do. Niggas get blood on their hands for bloody shoes and designer fabric. Shit is tragic, riding with the automatic like a passenger. Catch you, they blessing you. Calling us radical, but got every excuse from police. Grew up in hoods where guns and drugs is prevalent. You don't think he got PTSD? His homie got smoked and his daddy on coke. He grew up at houses, he sharing with roaches. With bread in his pocket, he carrying toast. Never on safety, he's better than host. He just wanna ball in the streets as his coaches. No Joe and Big Meech in the poster. Stay in the house when police patrolling. Living like this, then good deeds going old. The shelter the young and they teaching the oldest. Fuck the POTUS, you support him, you bogus. Ain't feeling shit you saying, now you bipolar. Stacking the deck, you ain't meeting your quota. First week was weak, your season is over. This shit the reason I breathe. I do this for niggas relating to what I'm saying. This shit the reason I lead. It's serious to me. It's never a joke when it come down to feeding my seed. I put on fatigues and go to war with everybody. Flipping their pocket, I need every dollar. Nigga, all profit. Pray to God got me coming hard body. Summer rain on a nigga called Thomas. Bring the pain. When I started, I ain't stopping. Change the game. Tell my nigga that I got him. Yeah. Coronas and grenadine. I sip and I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is mean. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. The shit that we facing, no other race can survive. They pat us in slave ships, ain't know the language. Took all the men from the tribe, we fought and they hanged us, calling us heinous. Treated like we on and dangerous, followed in our own neighborhoods. Cops called by the neighbors, started to say the shit ain't racist, they try to degrade us. Nigga, we made us, that's why you hate us, fuck all your favors. Did everything to break us, welfare, now the family breakup, then it's 100 to 1. Longer time for crack than coke, like it's different or something. Our people addicted, get sent to a prison, white people addicted, addiction reform. Through all the affliction, we weather the storm. Penalty different when your skin is rich with melanin. Prison system ain't no rehabilitation, who gon' hire you when you got a felony? No, you don't, but then that shit you peddling. Know your pedigree, know that greatness in you, you don't use it, then you settling. And our culture is the evidence, fuck what they telling you.
Coronas and grenadine. And I sip, reminisce, get applause when I spit, cause my flow is me. I'm thinking about all of the shit that they told to me. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation. These crackers fear our elevation. Try to kill our culture, then they demonize self-preservation.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.